is wacky, he is zany, he is Moyles, and his ratings are rising.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1. He only got a tiny little fella.
What they're doing for an 18, 19-year-old, yes, bang on. Bang on, Ibiza. Rock and roll. Let's go for it.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, you.
Beautiful.
What did you do yesterday, Dave?
Yesterday, I went for a business lunch with you and a business associate of ours.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
It was a great meeting.
It was a very good meeting.
I can't remember what happened.
Well, we talked about business.
Brilliant.
Between about 12:30 and 6 o'clock, 7 Brilliant. O'clock.
It was a great meeting, wasn't it?
I like that.
Tell me about your eyes this morning.
Why?
Well, they're kind of half open.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they bad?
Well, you just don't look awake yet.
Well, the thing was, I overslept this morning. The first I knew about this morning was the wife going, it's 5:15, which is technically 15 minutes after my cab turns up and 45 minutes after my allocated get-up slot.
I like that. That's getting up the Moyles way.
Mm.
What time's your car box?
5:30.
What time is set the alarm for?
5:30.
That's waking up the Moyles way. Well, hang on, what you'd be like getting in the car?
Yes.
And you're not bothered?
No.
But you'll be getting in the cab 20 minutes late.
No, I won't.
It takes me 45 minutes to get up. I'll be 45 minutes late.
I was at the house in 15 minutes, sir. Was in the car at 5:30, yeah.
Wow. Hence the jumper, I'd imagine.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
It's cold.
No, it's all right. 7:03, good morning. Ibiza, rock and roll.
What they're doing for an 18, 19-year-old, yes, bang on.
Mm.
Bang on, Ibiza, rock and roll. Let's go for it.
Let's do it. Well, that'll do. Sorry, gotta move on. Deep dish, flash dance, or anyone? Rachel.
Rachel.
What are you making so much noise for? What?
Like a baby elephant walking in.
What's wrong with you? Honestly. I'm sorry, she's very
what?
Professional.
Pardon? What?
The pips are coming on. There they are. Right, we can hear you now. What are you moaning about?
What? Barricaded me out of the studio.
We didn't barricade you out of the studio. Well, obviously it didn't blooming work, did it?
With a wall of goats.
Would you like a soft mint?
What a surreal start to the show.
Isn't it? Right, let's just kind of move on and get away from the goats soft mint opener.
Do you want a soft mint?
No.
Sure.
No.
Harry?
Dominic, Dave, right, shut up.
What?
Do you know what? Just one moment.
Do you want me to leave?
Yeah. If you wouldn't mind.
Don't you soft mint with you.
Watch the goat, Dave.
Ooh. Ooh,
that's got a smart.
Seriously, can I just remind you, we've started, by the way. This is it. We ain't rehearsing anymore. We're on. Edit. Just edit all this out and then we'll start again, yeah. Right, here we go. Oh, what a great record from Deep Dish Flashdance. We will play Band-Aid and Do They Know It's Christmas after news and sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's just gone 2 minutes past seven.
A car is found but no cash from the missing millions.
And FIFA are criticised over Spanish racism. BBC Radio 1
Newsbeat. A burnt out UK staying dry in northeast England and eastern Scotland though. Radio 1 Newsbeat's 4 minutes past seven now.
What they're doing for an 18, 19-year-old, yes, bang on. Bang on, Ibiza. Rock and roll. Let's go for it.
You're in the wrong hole.
No, because the other one wasn't working at all. I couldn't hear anything.
You're in the wrong hole, though. Don't blame on me. I need to press buttons
to work for me, Carrie.
Carrie is in the wrong hole this morning.
Ah.
I can't hear my clips. Change the hole. You know the rules.
I couldn't hear anything when I put the...
And now what?
Oh, you're hilarious.
So can I? Am I controlling your headphones?
Yes.
Okay, so if I do this, you can't hear me, can you? You
no.
Can you hear what I'm saying? Can you hear what I'm saying? Hello, no, no, there you go. Hi, you can hear us now.
No, I can't hear a thing.
Can you hear me now? No, absolutely nothing, Chris, no. Okay, bye-bye.
I can see you, so I know you're talking.
All right, but then if I hide my lips like this... Which, I, by the way, I saw one of the referees doing in the football the other day.
What?
Tongue to the linesman. He's covering his mouth up like that. So they can't lip read him.
Mm.
What's that like?
I've seen that before.
Unless they have very small walkie-talkies with like a this, very small
like,
range.
It's like the referee goes, oh, is it, the linesman pushes the flag up and he goes, go. Yeah, was that a foul? Yeah, yeah. Look, can I have a lift home? Which way do you go?
Yeah.
Do you the ring road? I go, is it? Yeah, brilliant, yes. Look like they're discussing football, they're not. Anyway. It's very surreal today, this show. Already, we've only been on the air for like 10 minutes.
Ibiza, let's go for it, rock and roll.
That's right.
What they're doing for an 18, 19-year-old, yes, bang on. Bang on, Ibiza. Rock and roll, let's go for it.
Can you hear me now, Carrie?
I can, it's very
can
quiet.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, have you swapped headphones?
Yeah.
I'm rubbish. Well, why didn't you tell me? That gag doesn't work. Can you hear me now? Yes, Chris. What do I know? Can you hear me? Yes, I can. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
No,
yes,
I can. I'm in the right hole, but it's really, really quiet.
Hmm.
How's that?
That's a lot better.
Yeah. It's just a volume control, love. It's honestly, none of this is rocket science.
I do have that.
How about this? Can you hear now? I'm just going to turn it down. Can you hear? What can you hear now? Nothing.
Nothing.
Should we start the show again?
I can't hear either of you very clearly.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hello.
So I'm driving into work this morning. Well, I'm not. I'm in the back of a car. Another man driving. I don't know his name. I don't really get chatty with him. It's only a short journey. Anyway. So, and we're listening to another radio station, and it's an oldie station on medium wave. Mm. And it's one of those, and very good morning to you. Oh, it's freezing cold out there today, so wrap up warm, why don't you? 1 minute now past 6 o'clock. I would love that. 1 minute now past 6 o'clock, as opposed to 1 minute in a minute from, do you know what I mean? And he goes, oh, the show today, got more of those great Christmas cracker jokes for you. This is brilliant. Hey, here's one for you. What do you get if you eat Christmas decorations? Tinselitis. Genius. Brilliant. I can't believe you use that in the air. I would never tell a joke like that.
It's Christmas time again. Let's eat mince pies and feel all merry. We love this time of year, cause it's all crackers, hats and sherry. Rachel's done the baking, got mince pies large and small. Just don't ask us what they taste like, because Chris will eat them all. Chris Moyle Show. National Radio One. Christmas time.
Kylie Minogue, Radio 1, it's quarter past 7, good morning, it's, what day are we on, Wednesday, mm-hmm. Yes, tomorrow, Friday, holiday!
Yay!
Apart from Christmas Day, of course, that's good, we've got to remember, we're on Christmas Day.
Oh, 2 till 5, aren't we?
Yeah, oh, we'll be here live, it won't be on tape, don't be ridiculous. No, we'll be here live, of course. Dave, you alright?
Yeah, fine,
I'm just worried about you.
Why?
I think we should, I'm listening to the news, and I think we should do some of those tests on you, see if you can walk in a straight line, stand on one leg, those kind of things.
Really?
Yeah. So, stand up for me. Okay, right, tick, that's a tick, standing up. Right, stand on one leg. Is it, yes, okay, tick, yeah. What, 7 times 7 minus 9?
40.
Brilliant, he's all right, that's
quite impressed with that.
Give us another one.
Okay, what's 5 times 5 minus 25?
Naught.
Flashed it.
Given the chance again, I do it all the same way.
8 plus 4?
12. Upon your down days, I left it and right. 99 times 99. Start again. 2000.
Doing for an 18, 19-year-old, yes, bang on. Bang on, Ibiza. Rock and roll. Let's go for it.
A nice Christmas card from Embrace. And a nice little CD from Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, which is every man's nightmare. But it's the Christmas classic, which they did. I can't believe you smiled at that.
It's a barbecuing hazard.
I can't believe I did it, and I can't believe you laughed at it, Dominic. Anyway, I'm showing it to the microphone there to all the listeners, and maybe we'll play it later.
Is that all you got?
What?
Is that all you got from Embrace?
And a Christmas card.
Nothing else?
No. Why? What did you get?
Nothing.
No, what did you get?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, and a gold disc.
Oh, yeah, I got one of them.
Yeah, okay. Did you get one, Rach?
Yeah.
Did you get one, Dom?
No.
That's showbiz for you. It's 20 past seven.
How come you got a gold disc?
Because we're important.
Yeah.
I read the news.
Okay, here's how it works, right? It's like the Queen Vic, right? I'm Dirty Den. He's Angie. You're Tracy the Barmaid.
Thank you.
That's how it works.
Right.
Who
barely
am I?
Speaks.
And what?
Who am I?
You're,
Billy.
No, I'm not.
Carol Jackson's son.
No, Billy Mitchell, I
said. Oh, yeah. Because he's not in anymore, is he?
Mm. On the pop star, Billy?
No, Billy Mitchell.
Right, okay.
I just said that.
What?
Billy okay. Mitchell.
He just said that.
He said that.
So that's how it works, you see. It's a pecking order. It's like, look at this way, okay? Jack Duckworth.
Yeah.
Vera Duckworth, pigeons out the back.
I can see.
Thanks,
Wellard. No, that's EastEnders, isn't it?
That's
Schmeichel. Yeah.
You could have said Wellard when we did the EastEnders line. That would have fit right in.
Schmeichel, that's it.
Yeah.
Bouncer the dog.
Neighbours.
Neighbours.
I was trying to think of the dog, the Dirty Den's dog.
Rolly.
That was it.
Lowly.
Mr. Udigawa.
What?
What?
Neighbours.
What?
He was Paul Robertson's boss.
The Japanese guy.
He ran the Leicester's complex.
He had a controlling share, I think, in Leicester's. Mr. Udigawa.
Yeah, you remember that, right?
Yeah, of
Paul
course.
Robinson, right, yeah. in Neighbours. It was his business partner, or his boss, was Mr. Udigawa.
He used to come on business, yeah. And it was when Paul used to work with the Alessi twins.
Is that
one of which, bizarrely, yeah. For twins, one of which was good-looking and the other one wasn't, no. Even though they're identical twins.
That's before Gail came on the scene, wasn't it? Or was that after Gail?
It was before and at the same time.
Before and the same time.
And then Paul Robinson left the Leicester's complex and is now the goalkeeper at Spurs.
Yeah, displacing Casey Keller, of course.
What a career he's had. Amazing.
And we hope you stay that way.
Wasn't Paul Robinson in the Dream Team as well?
I've never seen it.
You're thinking of Timmy Magic.
I'm getting confused with Spoonie.
That's right, Paul Robinson, Spoonie. Yeah, well, I do that all the time. The amount of times I'm about to have some breakfast and I go, chuck us over, Paul Robinson, so I can eat my cereal, will you?
It's very similar to Wogan's breakfast show, I think, the feel of this morning.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
He's currently sitting there at the moment going, you know, the old Lassiter's complex.
With Udigawa.
He's not on yet, is he?
No, actually, he might be listening.
He's probably writing it.
Morning, Terry.
Morning, Terry.
Morning, Terry.
Morning, Terry.
Morning, Terry.
Anyway, right, 7:23, let's do Buzz Off. I've got a great record today. It's short, but it's good. If you like the song I'm about to play, please text Buzz On to 81199. If you don't like it, text Buzz Off. What are you looking at, Dave?
Looking at how long the track is.
I'm trying to guess
what it was by the length.
Well,
because you said it was short.
Find a pound. Yeah, go on.
You said it was short, so I was thinking it might be Blur Song 2, or it might be Too Much Too Young by The Specials.
Okay, it's 3 minutes 25.
It's not that, because that's shorter than that.
Yeah, Song 2 is 2 minutes long, of course.
Yeah, and also Too Much Too Young is shorter than 3:25.
I'd say it's a classic pop song, though, if it's 3:25.
Mm, could be. 81199 is the text number. Buzz On or Buzz Off, are you ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
Is it Gino?
Correct.
I was wrong.
Classic record.
Is this 1980?
Yes. 8-1-9. Buzz on, please. 2, 3, 4.
5 and 6. Wait on this way. At the club.
Oh, Gino.
Boy, Jimmy's machine and the rock steady rub.
Oh, Gino.
On a night when flowers didn't suit what you had.
Rachel Buzz.
Dave Buzz.
Don Buzz.
I'm shocked.
Why?
I thought one of you were going to buzz it off.
I like that.
76%. Buzz on. Thank you very much, Texas and Midnight Runners. Gino. Gino. Ginelli Ice Creamo. That was something completely different. Destiny's Child, Lose My Breath.
Alright, this is Beyonce speaking.
Come on. Man in the Man in the I don't ever talk about Kelly Rowland anymore on the air.
It's probably for the best, isn't it?
Yeah. I get all tongue-tied when I talk about it. Say the wrong thing. Right, coming up this morning then. Advent calendar, day 22. We'll do that for the news and sport at 8 o'clock. Travis, in case you don't know, recorded a special Christmas song for us. They wrote it. It's an original Travis tune. And we'll play that after 8 o'clock as well. More of the Christmas panto. And we have some bizarre guess who's from yesterday. Don't we?
Yes.
Do you remember?
No.
Right. Brilliant. So it'll be a surprise for everybody, including yourself, Dave. It'll dawn on you.
The ones. Radio 1.
Go on.
The ones on the telephone?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, they weren't really there.
Yeah, but it's guess who we spoke to.
Okay, yeah, fine.
There you go. You can do that, it's fine.
No, I know.
Guess who we spoke to yesterday.
Yeah,
it's still
guess who.
Still really cool.
Hmm.
But don't give away any clues, we'll play later. We'll also play probably the best Christmas song ever in about 3 minutes, after we get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
And the main news this morning is all about the multi-million pound bank raid in Northern Ireland. At least £20 million is missing.
Rival Sevilla later this season. And after that record-breaking victory yesterday, England's cricketers arrive in Durban to prepare for the second test against South Africa, and that starts on Boxing Day.
So hang on a second. So all the England cricketers, right, mm-hmm. have now gone to Durban.
Yeah.
And so they're there over Christmas. They're
yep.
Christmas in Christmas. Oh,
they're having Christmas in Durban.
Oh. You know what I mean?
Be hot in Durban now.
It will be hot in Durban now, yeah. No, I wasn't really going for the weather side. I was just saying that they'll be away from their family and friends at Christmas.
Mm. I expect their family and friends will go out there, though.
Really?
Mm. I would have thought so, yes.
Can we go to Durban to start something on Boxing Day?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Can our family and friends come?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the licence fee. It's brilliant.
I'd actually like to go. Can we do that, Rach, or not?
Yeah, no problem.
So Rachel's on tape. Yeah. Yeah. She's not actually listening. She's, yeah. Can we go to Durban? Yeah. Whatever you want.
I'll find out the weather for you.
Rachel's found out the weather for Durban.
And here's the weather for here. It'll be wet but a bit warmer for most of us today, mainly dry in the northeast.
Exactly the same as Durban.
Mm. One road travel.
And trouble-free motoring Wednesday is here again. It's a real treat for all fans of ascending numbers today. There are absolutely no problems to report on the A589. That's the Greyhound Bridge northbound at the Loon Street Junction in Lancaster. Happy days, happy Christmas.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
Just gone 7:36.
Nice. Morning, everybody. The best Christmas song in the world coming up next.
It's Panto time at Radio 1. Get ready to boo and hiss. We hope you find it funny and you don't think that it's rubbish. Elton John is in it. It really is your biz. He's not really stood behind me, is he?
Oh, yes, he is.
Ibiza, rock and roll, let's go for it.
National Radio 1.
We be jamming. What?
Mm. I don't know, Rachel's giving me really funny looks.
Evils. She's giving you evils.
I'm not giving you evils, I was just laughing at you.
Why? Because you're funny looking. Ice Cube, and you can do it, put your back into it. You can do it, put your ass into it. I didn't want to say the word ass then.
No.
I offend any ass haters. That doesn't make sense, I know, but still. Right, it's quite late. Morning. It's a great show today, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Roll on Joe Wiley. which would be nice. Now, I'll probably kill her. But Dave and I have Guess Who's from yesterday.
Can I question the rules of Guess Who?
Yes.
Are you Guess Who, as I understand, is Guess Who You've Seen.
It generally is.
But this isn't.
But we've also played Guess What.
And Guess Where.
And Guess How Much.
Mm-hmm. Not on this show, we have.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we have.
I wasn't there.
See, Dominic, what you have to understand is that technically it's our game and our rules, therefore we win.
Right.
We can kind of pretty much do what we want.
Yeah. Seriously, yeah, that was amazing. You're like a trained barrister. You really put him in his place.
I crumbled.
See, what you don't realise is it's our rules and our game, therefore we win. Brilliant.
Throw the case out, of course.
I tell you what, so many famous cases of legal history would have been changed if you'd have been in the room, Dave.
Thank you.
Huh? If the glove don't fit, then you know we win. Goodbye. Brilliant.
Okay, good. No, I stand corrected.
All right. Anyway, so this is, do you want to do, well, you'll know straight away which one it is, right?
First one or second one? I believe there's two.
There is. Mm. There are two. We'll do the first one first.
In chronological order,
yes,
of when it happened.
That's right. So, yesterday, this is somebody that I spoke to on the phone, and you have to guess who it is. Okay?
Okay.
And there is a however in, but you'll work that out as we go on.
Is this somebody phoning you, or are you phoning them? And is that important?
No, look, I spoke to somebody on the phone yesterday.
Okay,
you had to tell me who it is.
Okay.
No.
Was it a man? Is he, a singer?
No.
Did this man send you a text yesterday?
No.
Is this man an actor?
Yes.
Is he in a soap?
Yes.
Is the soap on BBC One?
No.
Is the soap on Channel 4?
No.
Is the soap on ITV?
Yes.
Is the soap Coronation Street?
Okay, now this is where we get into character name territory.
Let's go for character names rather than real actor names.
Yeah.
Okay. Has this person been in Coronation Street for a long time?
How's that? Define a long time.
Oh, like they're part of the furniture.
More than a year, yes.
No.
No, I mean as in more than 10 years.
No. Dominic.
So hang on, so more than a year, yes.
Yes. More than a year, yeah, less than 10.
Is it the little ginger fella?
Oh, Chesney.
Chesney.
No. No.
Is this person... does he go in and out of the soap?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Is it Ashley?
Wow! Correctamundo!
Bingo bango.
Who's he phoning you for?
He didn't. He phoned the person I was sitting with, and randomly, the person I was sitting with goes, hang on a second, and just passes me the phone. And I go, hello? And his voice goes, all right. Who's that? It's Chris Moyles. Hello, man, how are you? Yeah, I'm on holiday. Great. I'm in the pub with your mate that you just rang. Yeah, how's it going? It's going great. Where are you on holiday? Oh, I say where he is. Wherever. Oh, is it nice? Yeah, I just got up. All right. Hey, nice talking to you. Yeah, you too, man. Bye.
Now, here's an interesting fact for you. His real name is Steve.
Wow! That is amazing.
That's great.
Hey, and if you think that Guess Who was good...
Wait till you hear this one.
You probably didn't.
Just one very quick question on Ashley. Does he talk like that in real life?
No, I mean, he had just woken up, right? So, but he was more mank than I thought he'd be.
Okay, and lower, because he's
and
very
lower,
high.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So there you go. Thank I mean, you. That was kind of... It's not, it doesn't sound like Joe Pasquale, if that's what you want to know. No. We have another Guess Who to do, and it's a corker, isn't it? A corker.
Numero trois.
In fact, it's so good, I'm going to do it for the Chemical Brothers, which is this. Hold back, because you woke up in the morning with initiative to move, so I make it harder. Don't hold back. I think it divides people, this track.
I think it's good.
Chemical Brothers, Galvanize. Coming out in January. I like this bit. It's kind of like a cool Graham Norton intro. Oh, the Chemical Brothers are going to love that. That stuff, Miles. We spent days in the studio working on that. Just compared it to Graham Norton's theme tune. Sorry. Touring in March, Manchester, Glasgow, London, Brixton Academy, and of course, you can't do a major tour of the UK without doing, right in the middle, Wolverhampton, of course.
So. Is it Wolfram Hall?
It just says here, Wolverhampton Civic, so I take it will be.
Yeah. I used to go there quite a lot.
Do you know who I saw there? I saw Eternal play there, supported by Michelle Gale in 1994.
I saw the Wonder Stuff there.
So, all right, yours may be a little bit cooler than mine, but I bet the Wonder Stuff didn't do, oh, baby, I need you so,
no, so what?
I can't let go, always and forever, which was the name of the album, but that was Oh Baby I.
They did, actually.
You went all the way to Wolverhampton to see Eternal.
Yeah, hang on, yeah, not from Leeds, I was living in Stoke-on-Trent at the
time.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
No, we went down to interview them.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't. You're just making it up now to justify you being there.
And we had a chitter chatter with Michelle Gale.
Did you buy a t-shirt in the lobby?
No. I did buy a poster, though.
Good. Yeah, you have to do that.
Can I tell you, this is a true story, right? I'm in the same, that year, right, I went to a few gigs and I bought a poster at the Eternal gig. And I also went to a Primal Screen gig and I bought a poster there. You know, from the Naughty Men outside.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely huge, humongous poster. And that Christmas, I got them both framed, right? And then never did anything with them. And they stayed up against the wall in my brother's room, right, for the next 10 years, okay? They are, seriously, right, I'm from the floor that big. They're proper...
That's bigger than you.
You know, like the side of a bus shelter?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like one of them. One of them is Primal Scream's Rocks, which is so cool. Black and white picture of them, like they just come off stage with the release date underneath. Really cool. And the other one is of Oh Baby I by Eternal.
Very similar bands.
However, I did have a very bizarre conversation with Louise off of the Eternal and said, I've got this massive poster. I don't suppose you'd want it, would you? And she went, do you know what? I have very little memorabilia from the Eternal days. Actually, that would be great. So I have to somehow centre this massive frame of... It doesn't matter, really.
Yeah, it's one of my earliest gigs, Dominic. You know, 1993 at Eternal Wolverhampton.
They were great. Do you know what? If you saw them that year, Eternal, and or Michelle Gale, text us. 81199.
Both of you.
They were also... Michelle Gale and Eternal were also part of the Radio 1 Massive Music Tour, I believe.
Were they?
Which was the same year. Or may have been 95.
Mm. Yeah, rock and roll Ibiza, let's go for it.
They had such hits as... Because this little pop tour that Radio 1 did, somebody listening must have gone, because I went to Manchester. They had such stars as Michelle Gale, Eternal, they had Sean Maguire, and Ultimate Chaos. That's all true.
Sean Maguire.
They even had Denise Van Outen when she was in a band. She was in Those Two Girls. Two girls in a band, Those Two Girls.
Stop now.
Right. Shall we do Guess Who now?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Guess who I spoke to on the phone yesterday. Go.
Is it female? Oh. It is female, yes. Is it, a singer?
No.
Is it an actress?
Not really.
No.
No.
Are they a TV presenter?
Yes.
Okay, are they on, currently on the TV?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Do they usually do a show on BBC One?
No. That's Maggie Maggie Philbin out the window, isn't it?
Anne Philbin.
Yeah. Is she under the age of 30?
Yes.
Is she over the age of 25?
Mm-hmm.
Is she between 25 and 30?
Yep.
Great. Does she present a music-based programme?
No.
Is she on ITV?
No.
Is she famous for something else as well?
Yes.
Yep.
Does she model?
Yes.
Is it Jordan?
No.
Oh.
Is she also an done actress? Is she not an actress, is she?
Well, in a way, she is.
She certainly starred in a video.
Yeah. Right.
Mm.
Would this be of the naughty genre?
Yes.
Personal and specialist.
Okay.
Who is it?
I've no idea.
Oh, it's obvious now. Is it Abby Titmuss?
Correct!
Abby Titmouse.
Wow. I spoke to the Titmouse yesterday.
Why?
What?
Why?
Well, she rang and said, Chris, how are you? I said, I'm fine. She said, listen, any chance you can tell the story on the air tomorrow about when you went to Eternal and Michelle Gale? I went, Abby, just for you.
It's nice.
Again, sitting with our friend yesterday. You should have come at this power lunch. It was brilliant.
Wasn't invited.
You were. I said you could pop along if you wanted.
No, I said she couldn't.
I was busy.
Anyway, so, yeah, Abby had just finished a shoot. That's a photo shoot. And she told me that she wasn't very well, but she'd like to come on the show one day.
What do you mean, no?
What are you shaking your head for?
I think we're fully booked for the next rest of next year.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Chris got on great with her. He had a little titty titty tat.
What?
Titty titty tat. You've never said that before.
She was lovely.
She was.
And she's a big fan of yours, by the way, Rachel.
Zoo magazine were obsessed with talking to me about her, actually.
Because you're so similar.
Hmm.
Well, as in, you both have hair. And eyes.
And hands.
So, sometime next year, Abby Titmuss on the show. Have a margin, buddy! I saw Eternal at Civic, and stop saying Wolverhampton like it's a joke from Adam. How did I say Wolverhampton like it was a joke? Wolverhampton. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's a nice place, Wolverhampton.
If I'd have gone Wolverhampton, then maybe, but I didn't, did I? Adam. I saw them in Cambridge, they was fab, from Mark. My first concert, I saw Eternal in the Playhouse in Edinburgh. Bought the tickets when Louise, who was in the band, my favourite, she left before the gig. Oh, I see. Yeah. I saw Eternal at World Civic spotted by Dina Carroll, and the bird I was seeing wanted me to dance. Right. Look at all these people who saw Eternal at Michelle Gale. So many people. Lots of them at the Pod Exchange in Cambridge. And Bristol. Shamed now, aren't you, son?
Still embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing, man. Michelle Gale now married to who, Dominic?
No idea.
Brilliant. Carrie.
It's Mark Bright.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Well done. Another Christmas classic on the way, and Natasha Bedingfield after we get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 2 minutes past eight.
No cash, but a car is found in the hunt for the missing millions.
And claims spanning Spain's punishment isn't enough.
BBC.
And Eastern Scotland. Radio 1 Newsbeat's just gone 5 minutes past eight.
Rachel has some tinsel, what my mother would describe as tinsel dealy boppers.
I heard some Ferrari during the news there.
Yeah. Hang on.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
I've banned Rachel from wearing them. They're, what would you call them?
They're very festive.
They're mistletoe antennae.
No, you wouldn't call them out. What would you call them?
Dealy boppers.
Right.
Yeah. Dealy boppers.
What do you call them?
Yeah.
Why dealy boppers?
It's teeny boppers, isn't it?
No, it's dealy boppers. They were like an 80s thing. You used to get them with glitter on with like a star and
yeah,
heart
that's
and
right.
all that kind of thing.
My sister used to have them.
Rachel's got some now, and it's fake mistletoe.
They're festive.
They're crap. And I don't want them anywhere in the studio being worn by anybody. So Dave and I just took them off Rachel, and Dave put it on his head during the serious sport news.
Mm.
And then got really angry because I wanted them back.
Yeah, but it's just the way you wanted them back,
can
Rachel.
Can I wear them just once, please?
No, because you'll break them.
I won't break them.
Ow, please! You're really violent today.
Thank you. Okay. Right, how do these look on me? You ready?
Mm.
Let me just stand back. let me just stand back. In the bin.
Oh.
Right, lovely.
They look great now.
There you go, they're in the bin. Rachel, don't go in the bin and fish them out. Ah, you're such a scrubber.
Dirty girl.
They're fine.
Rachel's just gone in the bin.
They're absolutely fine.
Hmm, got a nice smell of bin to them.
Where did you get them from, Rach?
The bin.
The bin?
No, not originally.
Just found them.
On the street.
Great. She found them on top of a bus shelter. There was also one shoe.
And next to it was, on a wall, was a scarf.
Yeah.
And he picked that up too.
It's mad, isn't it, what you find on top of bus shelters?
I don't know, I don't look anymore, Dave. I'm a grown man.
And you only ever see it when you're on the top deck, don't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got to move on. It's 7 minutes past eight. Today is the 22nd of December in the year of our Lord 2004. Christmas is on Saturday. So who is behind door 22 of the advent calendar? Shall we find out?
Yes.
Let's go.
Now let's open up another door on our advent calendar.
Hi, Chris. It's day 22 of Christmas Advent, and I'm Russ Abbott. I'm backstage at Cliffs Pavilion South End getting ready for my performance as Captain Hook in Peter Pan. I hope that you, the team, and all your Radio 1 listeners have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Who's that meant to
be? I thought he was Scottish.
What?
I thought he was Scottish.
Russ Abbott?
Yeah.
No. That doesn't sound anything like Russ Abbott.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Hello, Russ Abbott speaking.
He doesn't do that fast Scottish talking all the time. That's just a joke.
What, the See You Jimmy, I believe he's called.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I love Russ Abbott. Do you know what? He's a fine actor.
Mm. Is he? Mm-hmm. A proper one, yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, all right.
Fine actor. And, of course, a genius comedy performer.
Mm-hmm.
He was brilliant. Oh. We should get him on the show. Every day for a month.
Him and Abby Titmus.
That'd be a show, wouldn't it?
I want to hear him again.
Now let's open up another door on our advent calendar.
Where are you, Russ?
Hi, Chris. It's day 22 of Christmas Advent, and I'm Russ Abbott. I'm backstage at Cliffs Pavilion South End getting ready for my performance as Captain Hook in Peter Pan. I hope that you, the team, and all your Radio 1 listeners have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Wow!
He doesn't sound like you'd think, does he?
I like that. Merry Christmas, Mr. Abbott.
Time on Radio 1.
It's Panto time at Radio 1. Get ready to boo and hiss. We hope you find it funny and you don't think that it's rubbish. Elton John is in it. It really is your biz. He's not really stood behind me, is he?
Oh, yes, he is. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
I've got a couple of cool things to say. Oh, that was Natasha Bedingfield, by the way. Go!
This is my cousin's single status, my declaration of independence.
Still cute. Merry Christmas to all the Bedingfields, by the way.
This is my cousin's single status, my declaration.
Right, there are three cool things. Number one is I have something on Colin Murray. And I'm delighted. I got him by the, quote, short and curlies, mm-hmm. unquote. I have dirt on Murray. Brilliant.
What is it then?
I'm not going to say.
Why?
Because I haven't told you or Rachel or anybody. Nobody knows, right? Colin Murray and I are the only people who know, if that makes sense.
There's no point in having dirt on somebody if you can't share it.
Yes, there is. I told him yesterday I want a really nice Christmas present. So if there isn't one left for me by tomorrow morning's show, 7 o'clock, when we go on the air, then I will tell the nation.
So Colin knows that you know.
Colin knows that I know.
And is he worried by this?
I said to him, I want a big Christmas present, and he went, oh, and then kind of ran off. It's great as well.
Is it?
Oh, seriously. It's a corker as well. He kind of saw me, and I've gone, Colin? Right, okay. And I went, oh, I've got you bang to right, son. I didn't say it like in an EastEnder style. Mm. I've got you bang to right, son.
So I'm presuming then that when you saw him, he was in the middle of doing something for which you haven't before.
I can't go into too much detail.
But yes, I'm right, aren't I?
Not really. But, look, the bottom line is I have dirt on Murray, on Colin Murray, and I want a present bought by Colin, a good present,
mm-hmm.
not a silly, jokey present, a good present. This makes the Chappers thing seem like he was just on holiday. And, you know, it was just a ruse from the Mill Show. This is actually good, meaty stuff. Kind of.
Okay, that's your cool thing number one. What's cool thing number two?
Cool thing number two is that, and I have to switch the microphones off for this, I'm afraid. I know, you know, sorry, but I've been asked if I would like to take part in...
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
but that's nothing.
The best bit is...
The best bit is, for doing it, they're going to give you...
How? Wow.
I know.
How about that?
Do you hear that, Joss? I've been asked to do... Yeah, Joss just went really through the glass. And the best bit is, they give you... What? I know! So that was that. And do you want to hear the third cool thing?
Yep.
Okay.
Hi, Dave. It's Kevin Campbell, Everton Football Club. How you doing, mate? You all right? How come you don't call me no more? But I'm still going to wish you a happy Christmas and a happy New Year, mate.
Whee!
A little message from your friend, Kevin Campbell.
Our friend, Kevin Campbell.
Well, our friend, yeah.
Big Kev. Happy Christmas, Kevin, and the family, if you're listening.
Hi, nice. Dave, it's Kevin Campbell, Everton Football Club. How you doing, mate? You're right. How come you don't call me no more? But I'm still going to wish you a happy Christmas and a happy New Year, mate.
He almost forgot the happy New Year bit, didn't he?
Tottenham, one of the nicest people you ever meet, Kevin Campbell.
He wasn't that nice to me. He invited me down to Everton on the day that Everton gave Leeds United a pasting.
Beat you 4-0 and the scoreline flattered you.
Anyway, anyway. So yesterday I kind of casually said that on Friday we're going to do something quite cool. We're going to do the show from somebody's house. And details would be today. This is all part of the 12 Days to Christmas, right? Because a lot of people have said, oh, I've had a bad year this year, or my brother had a bad year, or, I work with a guy called Dave, he's had a terrible year, and he fell over and grazed his knee, and he tore a hole in his favourite pair of socks, so can you do something nice? So Friday morning, we're going to turn up at a listener's house, and here the cool thing is, they don't know we're coming. It could be a disaster. Scott Mills on standby. However, we're hoping it'll all work nice. So Friday morning, we could be coming from your house. And you're thinking to yourself, yeah, but I didn't write in to the 12 Days of Christmas.
Somebody else might have written in for you, though, you see. So it might be you.
It could be you.
With a big finger coming through the window.
No, he's called Will. We just have a big lanky, grey-haired man.
Hello.
So that's exciting, isn't it, Rachel?
Yes.
Shall I tell you where it is?
No.
I don't know. We haven't decided yet.
Exactly.
It could be anywhere.
I think it's going to be really exciting.
So Friday morning, Christmas Eve, we're live in someone's living room. Front room, lounge, could be back room, could be kitchen, could be bedroom, I don't know.
And will it be your house?
Can you imagine walking... walking into your house.
Don't say too much, Rachel.
There's a lot of there.
Imagine waking up, right, in bed, and you can hear... Some music. Did you leave the telly on last night? I can hear music playing. Going down the stairs, scratching yourself, as men do.
Little Trump halfway down the stairs, as you do first thing in the morning.
It might be a girl.
Walk past the living room door. We're in there. Morning, you all right? Yeah, I am, Milesy. Eh?
Dom's doing the news. Carrie's doing the sport. Rachel's making the tea.
Dave's going through your drawers. That kind of thing. Jocelyn's nicking all your expensive knickknacks.
Mm-hmm.
them little tiny cottages that you might have at your mum and dad or your nan's house. Some of them little kind of models of houses.
No.
Never understood those.
No, anyway, so Friday morning, somebody's house, while we're doing the show live. Brilliant. It's 8:23. This song was written by the band Travis, especially for this show. This is Travis, Alone on Christmas Day.
All year, and I've had it up to here. Tired of all the ingratitude. Don't like mince pies. I hate sherry. But you know what?
this Christmas, you can get your own presents. Be it Rudolph, or going to Ibiza!
Talking over it so you can't tape it.
Alone on Christmas Day.
Travis and Alone on Christmas Day, featuring me and Dave.
Hello.
You're brilliant.
I'm slightly embarrassed.
Would you like to recreate it for us?
No.
Go on.
Really?
Go on.
Ibiza, Ibiza.
Rubbish.
Hello, it's Scott Mills.
2005 with Radio 1.
I remember the first time me and Dave heard this record. I remember looking at him and he knew exactly what I was thinking, which is, this is a load of crap. And it went on to be one of the biggest hits of the year, didn't it, Dave?
I actually thought the record was average.
I liked it. I remember feeling compelled to vomit immediately. Yeah. That's why they don't ask us to do those kind of things.
Ever. Yeah.
It's 8:28. Yeah, I remember the first time I heard this record. I just got goose pimples all over. I really did.
You rang me straight away, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
To talk about
it. I said, don't put the radio on, didn't I? Can I just say, the gag was, because we played it a little advert saying, oh, for some of this record, I thought it was great. So, whatever the record I had to play next was, I'd have still done that gag. I actually quite liked that track. I just thought I'd point that out. A little bit behind-the-scenes info for you.
It's like a backstage tour.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat. Coming up, another Christmas classic. Plus, wait for Rachel's reaction, a band called The Killers.
Hooray.
With a track called Somebody Told Me.
Hooray.
On Radio 1.
Hooray.
There you go, lovely. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And the main news this morning is all about the multi-million pound bank raid in Northern Ireland.
Apart from Boxing Day. It's now 8:34.
Dave is a child. I'd like to point that out right now. During Carrie's sport, which she reads so professionally, he was getting piece of paper off right next to her. For a start, when she started, did you see? When Carrie started reading the news, for some reason, Dave's trying to read the script over his shoulder, leans right in like this. Like this.
Oh.
Actually, no, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
I wasn't. I was looking at the text messages just beyond Carrie.
So I wrote on a piece of paper, stop doing that, right? And now he's writing abuse. Okay, so you can play at that game.
Yeah, that's a state in America, isn't it?
There you go. So now the studio's full of pieces of paper with abuse written on.
Hence the slight giggle going into the weather. Apologies.
However, Rachel
weather
doesn't
fans.
Understand the nature of insults on paper. She's just written the word lamppost.
That's very offensive to nobody.
Dave, what have you just written?
Hey?
Tell the nation what you've just
it's
written.
It's not for family broadcast.
Tell the nation what you've just written on a piece of paper.
No,
you've just written the word tit, haven't you? Implying that I'm a tit. How old are you, Dave? You're 30, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're 30 years old, and you're writing down childish words and holding them up towards me. I'll tell you what you are, Dave.
Yeah? Okay. More paper, please, Rachel. Oh.
That's what you are, son.
Okay, right. Well, two can play that game.
Fine.
Are you going to stick these on the webcam or not?
This is, it's the slowest form of insult ever. Well, I'll tell you what you can do, Chris. What? Hang on. It's two L's, you idiot. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Chris is writing cards, Dave is wrapping up a present, Dom is putting up the tree, and Carrie's bought the pheasant. Rachel's got the hardest job, she has got to pluck it, then Alan's in the kitchen where he's just waiting to cook it.
The Chris Moyle Show.
before. It's all right, isn't it?
Mm.
You like that, Rach?
I love it.
I know you do. It's the Killers and Somebody Told Me at Radio 1. It's my favourite record of the year.
I love it.
I'm loving it. The Killers.
I do love that Chemical Brothers track as well, though.
Ah, what, more than that?
No.
All right, okay.
No.
Fine. Speaking of the Killers, Dave, going into plug for Joe Wiley's show.
Yep.
It's the quarterfinals of the Champions League of the Live Lounge.
This is very good, this feature.
Okay, do you know how it works?
Yep.
Go on then.
It's basically, it's all the best people from the Live Lounge on Joe Wiley's show over the course of the year.
Wow.
That's right. And some of the people in contention, can we say who these people are? Right. They are Jamie Cullum with Frunton, right? The Killers.
Frunton?
Killers, Mr. Brightside.
All right there, Smashy.
Lamar, Is There Any Justice? Razorlight, Hey Ya.
These are going up against each other.
I know, that's what I mean. Tali, 21 Questions, up against Jamelia and Numb, and Embrace How Come, up against Will Young and Hey Ya.
That's brilliant. Do you think he explained that clearly?
I think he did, yeah.
Right.
But you can listen to Joe from 10.
Do you know what else is in Joe Wiley's show today?
I think she has also got Carson from Queer Eye and the Straight Guy live.
And anything else, but you've got to read it off the script.
Well, it says here Dave Froll.
Yeah.
From the Foo Fighters. You know, nearly said something very rude there.
It's Dave Froll.
Yeah, not Dave Grohl.
That's
from the Goo Gaiters, that's what it is.
They've got their G's and their F's mixed up on the keyboard.
It's a typing error I did this morning.
Oh dear. So, Dave Froll will be reading the first of Joe's Christmas stories.
And Parson from Queer Eye is going to be in.
Parson.
It's Dave Grohl, silly.
Colin Edith are on at 1 o'clock. Colin is going to go out and buy me a very expensive present because I have some dirt on him. And I will read it. I'll tell on the air tomorrow what the dirt is, unless he leaves me a nice, properly bought, expensive present. Scott Moss is on at 4 and Zane Lowe's back at 7. Now, it's that time when people text in and go, bloody hell, switch this crap off. It's day 3 of the Christmas Panto.
Previously on the Christmas Panto.
I'm Dick, a cat from Cathampton, and I'm on my way to London to find fame and fortune on the streets that are paved with gold. So far in my travels, I've met the lovely Carol Vorderman, and yesterday drank tea with Judy Finnegan.
My husband will go mad if he finds you here. He's a very scary man.
Then I got directions from Kylie.
Look, here's my number if you do need somewhere to stay.
Wow, I wonder who I'll meet today.
The next day, Dick decided that he would scale the beanstalk one more time and see if he could steal the magic chicken from the castle. Well, just exactly what he would do with the magic chicken is beneath me. I mean, come on, where would he keep it? And he's a cat. He'd probably scare the chicken away and be left with nothing. Sounds daft to me. Ah, well, but whatever. Dick climbed the beanstalk and knocked on the castle door again.
Oh, hello there, Dick. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Although this narrator fella is doing my head in a little bit. Anyway, I was just passing and wondered if there was any chance of a brew.
My husband's asleep, so you can come and have tea and cake if you like.
Oh, cracking, cheers.
Oh, look, I've run out of tea bags, silly me. Just wait here a minute while I pop down to the pantry and get some more. I won't be a minute.
Oh, okay, I'll just stay here and won't touch anything or root around or anything like that.
Dick waited in the kitchen quietly until he heard a strange noise, a noise which seemed to be coming from behind the big castle door.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of...
What is that noise? That sounds like singing from behind the front door. No. They might wake the evil husband. I better go and shut them up.
Dick quickly ran to the door.
Brightly shone the moon that...
Hello, this is Natasha Bedingfield. Singing a carol for you.
Well, shut up, will you? You'll wake the evil husband. Besides, I've got no money. Go on, get lost.
But could you please just at least plug my album?
As Dick turned to go back to the kitchen, he spotted the magic chicken asleep in a little chicken pen that was conveniently at the end of the hallway. Dick seized his chance, grabbed it, stuffed it under his coat, and made a dash for it.
Dick? Dick? Where are you, Dick? Dick!
As Dick was making his way to the door, he ran into the evil husband.
Who's there?
Oh, blimey.
I said, who's there?
Nobody.
I can smell a
cat.
No, no, there's no cats here.
I can smell a horrible, stinking cat.
Hello, I'm Dick.
I hate cats.
Dick the dog. Pleased to meet you.
Who's been in my house?
Not me. In fact, I'm just leaving. Not that I was here, because I wasn't.
Where's my magic chicken?
What chicken? I don't know. I don't know what you...
I said, where's my magic chicken?
Maybe she's popped to the shops.
Somebody's taken her.
I'm sure they haven't. I really better be going.
Somebody's stolen my magic chicken.
Well, it's a rough area round here.
If I find out who's done this, I'll eat them for me tea.
Right, I really better be off. Bye.
Come here, you horrible thieving cat.
Bye.
I'll get you.
Meanwhile, in another castle far, far away, and having nothing to do with this story, because we didn't think that they would do it. But they did, so we thought we'd shoehorn it in somewhere. Anyway, in this castle was a horrible, ugly, nasty beast who wore glasses, played the piano, and didn't look that unlike megastar Elton John. He'd been keeping a young lady locked up in his castle, a beautiful, sexy young maiden who didn't look that unlike the gorgeous American singer Gwen Stefani. No, honest.
Belle, are you happy here with me?
Yes.
What is it?
If only I could see someone again just for, a moment. I miss him so much.
There is a way. This mirror will show you anything, anything you wish to see.
I'd like to see Chris Moyles in Speedos. Oh no, it's true, he's gorgeous. And he's all alone, I love him.
Then you must go to him.
What did you say?
I release you. You are no longer my prisoner.
You mean I'm free?
Yes. Go to Chris. He looks cold.
Oh, thank you. Hold on, Chris. I'm on my way.
Take the mirror with you, so you'll always have a way to look back and remember me.
Thank you for understanding how much he needs me.
Wow, how cool was that? Elton John and Gwen Stefani? Yes.
And you can hear part four of our Christmas panto on Radio 1 tomorrow.
I release you.
Well, okay. Go to him.
I like Gwen Stefani going, Oh no, if only I'd have maybe read the script before we started recording, my intonation wouldn't be so wrong. Doing the reading. Speedos. Hello, Cisco.
I release you.
Selton John in our panto.
I know, how mad is that?
I like Al. I think it's a good little answer.
In fairness, we never thought for a moment that he would do that. That's why it kind of sounds slightly disjointed. And has nothing to do with the panto whatsoever.
And Al had just lifted all the text out of the original book.
Yeah.
Al, what have you written?
I've just taken it from Beauty and the Beast. Why?
Don't know. Thanks, cheers, that's great.
Go to him.
But it's in the panto and you can hear the whole thing in full from 4:30 Christmas Day afternoon on Radio 1. Oh, yes, you can.
Wake up to Moyles.
Hi, Dave, it's Kevin Campbell, Everton Football Club. How you doing, mate? You're right.
Whee!
Let me just ask you a question.
I'm very good, thank you, Kevin. How are you?
How come you don't call me no more?
Well, it's been a long time.
But I'm still going to wish you a happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you, Kevin, and your family.
And a happy new year, mate.
And to you, mate.
Sounds like one of those Scott Mills calls.
Hi, Dave, it's Kevin Campbell, Everton Football Club. How you doing, mate?
Very good, thank you, Kevin.
You're right. How come you don't call me no more?
I don't know, I'll call you soon.
But I'm still...
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Lovely. Right, so, Sisters Filthy Gorgeous on Radio 1 before that. Oh, the hilarious panto, which everybody loves.
Almost.
Here's is just one of the many emails. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, is that panto funny? You really are great, you guys. And that's from...
Jimmy in Loughborough.
Brilliant. Here's another one. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, you guys are so good, and the panto rocks. And that's from Cliff in Buckinghamshire.
And blimey, I really enjoyed that. Oh yes, I really did. And that comes in from Neil in Nuneaton.
Wow. So many people loving the panto today.
Yeah.
Here's one from footballer Wayne Rooney.
Yep.
I like it. See, everybody likes it.
Is it the front page of the Daily Star today?
No.
We'll talk about it in a minute. It's very good. Right, you ready?
Yep.
Tedious Link County gets into today's track from yesterday's Rufus and Shaka and Ain't Nobody.
Shaka Khan shares the same surname as Imran Khan, the famous cricket captain. Captain Steubing was in charge of the controls on the Love Boat. The Love Boat often used to sail to Mexico. Mexico was a host nation for the World Cup in 1986. 1986 was the year that Take My Breath Away was the number one chart topper for Berlin. Berlin is the capital of Germany. Germany shares a border with Poland. Poland used to be part of the Eastern Bloc. Block Rockin' Beats was a big hit for the Chemical Brothers. The Chemical Brothers are made up of Tom and Ed, who despite their name are not actually brothers. Brothers in Arms was a classic 1985 album by Dire Straits. The word Straits refers to a narrow strip of water separating two large bits of land, such as the Menai Straits or the Straits of Gibraltar. Gibraltar is home to the largest submarine base in the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean is a sea that separates Europe from Africa. Africa is a huge continent which includes the Republic of Zaire, setting for the world-famous 1974 Rumble in the Jungle between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. And if you got punched properly by George Foreman or Muhammad Ali, you'd probably end up with a fat lip, which links us to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is Fat Lip by Sum 41.
Oh, yes. Let's get it on.
Hi Comedy Dave, this is David Moyes from Everton. That Tedious Link was crap.
There you go.
I love that. I do love that.
Well, that was just for you. Oh, hang on, he's changed his mind.
Hi Comedy Dave, this is David Moyes from Everton. That Tedious Link was fantastic.
There you go.
It's Davey Moyes.
I know it is, I know. Seamless Link?
Yes, there are a few people who are questioning the capital of Germany. Once again, it is Berlin and not Bonn, as some people have said on the text. For those people that wrote Bonn, you are wrong and stupid.
And also...
Bonn wrong!
And also...
And also what, Allard?
Hang on, wait for Santa.
Ho, ho, ho!
Genius. Go on.
It's not a biggie, but Zaire isn't Zaire.
It's now the Democratic Republic of Congo.
It's formerly Zaire.
Yeah.
But it's a small point,
they drink on bongo there.
Yeah.
In Congo.
Really? Way down deep in the middle of the jungle.
But at the time of the Rumble in the Jungle in 1974...
I'm calling them bongo!
It was called Zaire.
Wow.
In fact, Dave wins.
I've never drank that, but I have drunk on bongo. They drink it in the Congo, way down deep in the middle of the jungle, Rachel.
I don't know the name. Rachel thinks that bongo tastes like Caribbean fruit punch.
No, she drank Caribbean fruit punch.
She goes,
it tastes like a bongo.
Tastes like a bongo. Tastes like a bongo.
That punch.
I did not say it like that.
Yeah,
that's
I say, Dave doing that voice really makes me laugh.
That punch.
One more.
Tastes like a bongo.
Right? That don't slap me, Rachel. That punch had been lovingly crafted by our good friend and executive producer, Fergus Dudley, made from the finest ingredients from the Caribbean.
25 years in the business, darling.
And
you took one sip of it and go...
Tastes like a bongo.
This happened about 2 weeks ago, and you've told that story about a million times.
Because
already.
It's funny.
I'm getting bored
it's
now,
funny.
Dave.
You're listening to Argue With The Team on Radio 1. It's our time on the show. It's a bit where Dave says,
let's get ready to rumble.
You know I'm here, out for you. I'm just a crossfade. I'm just a shot away from you. If you leave me here, you leave me buried and shattered. I lie, we're just a crossfade. I'm just a shirt that we can die.
Best of order!
tribute to a great artist, winner of the Mercury Prize. Let's hear it for Take Me Out, Frank Ferdinand. Star turn is the Jarrow Stuff. I say, don't you know? You say, don't you know? I say, take me out. I stay, time too slow. I stay, you don't show. I stay. Are you sure we put Jimmy Page ahead?
The listeners miss out on a lot by not seeing what goes on in this studio.
Hey?
That was a very glamorous ramble by Dave there. He was twirling his headphone lead as he was doing it, and I was quite impressed with a bit jazz hands.
Alan, yeah,
that's, you that, go,
that,
Dave.
That's one thing you can call Dave, jazz hands.
It wasn't in any way jazz hands. I was showboating, I grant you. It's not jazz hands.
Front page of the Daily Star, by the way.
Yep.
There's a free Christmas poster inside. What they've done is they've got all the Daily Star lovelies and dressed them up in like, Santa coats.
Yep.
And they're all there on the front. And I've picked my favourite. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I've picked my favourite 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them.
Favourite 6 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they're all very nice. Yeah.
What are you judging that on?
On the front, on the front page, it varies.
Yeah?
Well, I'll run through them, shall I?
Okay.
And if you have a copy of the Daily Star, you can play along at home. It's play-at-home fun with the Daily Star, right?
Okay.
Okay, so top left there, that's Tasha, and she's 20. Now, I'm not aware of Tasha's work, but I think she looks very cute. And she's got a very pretty face.
Heavy eye makeup.
Yeah, there is that, but blonde hair, and looks like she's got really nice teeth. Mm. Rachel?
Yeah. I don't have my glasses on.
Okay.
Got cracking teeth, actually.
Yeah. All right. Oh, go on. Rachel really is putting her glasses on to look at this bird's teeth.
Let's have a look.
Good luck.
There's Tasha there. Look at the teeth there. Right in the end.
Yeah, nice teeth.
Okay, all right, good. Next to her is Sophie. She's 21. She's a dark-haired girl. Again, she seems to have a lot of eye makeup on and a lot of lippy. There may be even some liner around there. What do you put? What do you call it?
You can put lip liner on.
Lip liner. Okay, really, is that simple? Mm. Eyeliner, lip liner. Yeah. I'm getting the idea.
Same fringe as Zoe out of EastEnders.
Yeah, and she looks a foxy, sexy lady.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you agree?
Mm.
And again, really nice white teeth.
Mm. Mm.
Okay. All right. Then on the bottom left is Hayley, 21. Now, again, I've never heard of her before, but in that shot, she looks a little bit like the girl out of Hollyoaks. Is it?
Jodie Albert.
No. It's not Beth, is it? What's the...
Don't watch Hollyoaks.
Well, it looks like her out of Hollyoaks.
And Mariah...
Her, there, that one there. She looks like she's in Hollyoaks.
And Mariah Carey, if you look at the pose.
What?
A bit like Mariah Carey on the Vision of Love single cover.
Yeah. Nothing like that.
Yeah, she's got her boobs out like that.
I know what you mean, Alan.
Anyway.
What single cover?
Vision of Love, 1990.
Look, it doesn't matter! Right, next to Hayley is Annie, 23. Now, Annie is a bit of a page three legend already. She looks like a lovely girl, and I bet she's a really fun lady.
Yeah.
And probably really good in a pop quiz.
Aww. Right.
Next to her is Nicola. She's 22. Yeah, and I'm 24, love. She's been on the show. She read our sport news in the afternoon once.
Nicola McLean.
Yeah, and she's a nice girl. I like her.
When was that?
A few years ago. Obviously, you know, she's 22 though. Next to her is Charlotte. Again, not heard of her before, but she's kind of pushed her boobs in, so they look like a cushion or a really nice, tasty bap.
Mm.
Anyway, again, she has a pretty face, but may look, and don't take this the wrong way, may look a little bit dopey.
Mm.
She could do with smiling a bit more, couldn't she?
She looks a little bit like, hello, where are we?
Yeah.
And I like that in a woman, yeah, the kind of confused look.
Dippy.
I wouldn't say dippy.
No.
Inquisitive.
Scatty.
Right, that's better.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. Do you agree, Rachel?
Mm.
Sorry?
Right.
It's getting a bit... Sorry.
Now, if I had to choose one of them, I'd choose Tasha, Sophie, Hayley,
If you had to choose one of them.
Technically, that's not one of them, though, is it?
What?
That's not one
that's
of them.
About you, six you... of them.
But I can't choose. Anyway, listen, go with me. I'd choose Tasha, Sophie, Hayley, and Annie. And Nicola. And Charlotte. In other words, if you... So, because what I'm thinking is, if we can go to any one of their houses on Christmas Eve to do the show, that'd be great.
I'm sure they haven't been nominated, though.
Well, does it matter?
We could get them to nominate each other, Rachel.
It's too late now.
Maybe Tasha's got a living room which is perfectly equipped for a radio broadcast.
You see...
ISDN lines.
I believe Sophie21 has got ISDN lines fitted.
See, what if... Some of those girls are close friends in real life. A little bit like if you take Michelle Marsh and Lucy Pinder. Now, you could have Lucy Pinder could nominate Michelle Marsh, and Michelle Marsh, in turn, could nominate Lucy Pinder. And we, as a token of goodwill at this festive time, could do the show from one of their houses on Friday.
Well, we could do, but we probably won't.
Why?
I don't think they're deserving
please,
enough.
Please, no. Please don't choose an ugly listener.
Hmm.
Please don't choose an ugly listener.
We're not doing it on looks.
Why aren't we doing it on looks? We should be.
No, I don't know.
We're going round some munters' house. Hello, Chris, come in! Keep walking, let's go next door.
I think we need to have a meeting after the show, Rachel.
Look at that girl there. Does she or does she not have nice teeth? Nice teeth equals nice house.
Mm.
We do it from her house. Tasha, age 20. Jobs are good in here. No further questions.
White Christmas, white teeth. Hello, we're here.
That girl says to me, broadcast facilities in front room, yep. Ample parking for the OB truck.
At the
That's
rear.
That's what that says.
Well, I sorted them, we're fine. Okay, then.
Brilliant.
No problem.
Oh, rocking. Great. Dave's going to be a great show on Friday. Rachel!
The lines are now open for Celebrity Christmas Car Park Catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, be in a car park, and today be a fan of Peter Andre, because he will be playing the game.
No!
Yes!
What's the number again?
08700 100 100.
Somebody give me a bass line. Yeah, that's tight. Check. Drop the drum, man. That's really nice.
Hmm.
Same thing, Joe Wiley, all stealing our ideas. Keane did that specially for Joe. And it's nice, isn't it?
It's really nice.
A heart to hold you.
Hmm.
Mm. So how come we're playing Joe's, but Joe's not playing ours? Does she want to? She can play our Travis Christmas song if she comes and asks nicely.
I haven't asked her, but maybe you can ask her.
Joe, if you come and ask nicely... We might let you play our Travis Christmas record that they did for us.
Specially commissioned.
Just like Keane did that one for you. Ah, but you're not on the Keane one, whereas Dave and I are on the Travis one.
Truth.
Honour and Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Where were the backing singers?
Mm.
But there's only two of us, so it'd be just Truth and Honour.
Oh, just Honour and Justice.
Exactly. Anyway, Keane and A Heart to Hold You, very nice. Car Park Catchphrase then features the legend that is... Peter Andre.
Oh, it's going to be funny.
Do we still have any clips of him singing?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
This is a song you might know. It's from back in the olden days, the music that
I
love.
To practice singing.
And of course, Peter Andre's dad...
You won't be disappointed.
...says you won't be disappointed...
You won't be disappointed.
...when he's on Celebrity Car Park Catchphrase, coming up later.
Christmas Day with Radio 1. From 7, Colin and Edith bring you... Decades of Christmas. The finest cuts of Christmas music since 1967.
Seven.
Then from 10, Scott Mills gives you the best bits of 2004.
Four.
And from 1, Robbie Williams is on your radio. It's the Christmas Day Robbie Williams special.
I seem to attract a lot of nutters.
Then from 2, it's the great Chris Moyles Panto. Starring Elton John, Beyonce, Will Young, and many more.
Once upon a time in a land far, far away, there lived a small cat called...
And from 5, it's a Goldie-looking Christmas with Goldie-looking Chain.
Yeah, Billy Webb, yeah, it was me doing a rapping.
I have a Goldie-looking Christmas.
Christmas Day with Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Yeah. I would be a man. Oh,
and if there's any justice. 9:26. The song comes out in January. I love it already. This is the music. It's the music, and it's called Breaking the Darling.
Good record.
Yeah, before that was Lamar, If There's Any Justice, and before that was that lovely Keane track, A Heart to Hold. This is beautiful, isn't it?
Mm.
I'll play that especially for Noel, who's a massive Keane fan, listening to the show in his Clio car. Move on, then. You two up next with a Christmas song, Gwen Stefani, and then Car Park Catchphrase featuring the legend that is Pina Andra.
Wow.
I know. Let's get news and sport with Dom and Carrie. It's 9:30.
A burnt out car in the hunt for the missing millions.
And there's Christmas party trouble for Manchester City.
BBC. With some high winds as well.
Can I just hear the clip of the policeman?
Yeah, sure.
We played earlier.
Here we go.
Just like to have a listen to that.
Stand with your feet together and your arms by your sides. Right, when I tell you to start, you must raise your right foot 6 to 8 inches off the ground, keeping your legs straight and your toes pointing forward.
And that's what it's all about. Oh, okie, okie, okie.
One Road Travel.
Trouble-free Motoring Wednesday is back. It's a treat for all fans of ascending numbers. There are absolutely no problems at all to report on the A589. That's the Greyhound Bridge northbound at the Loon Street Junction in Lancaster. There are now just three more sleeps until Christmas.
One Road Travel. On Radio 1.
Just gone 9:34.
Now let's open up another door on our advent calendar.
Hi Chris, it's day 22 of Christmas Advent and I'm Russ Abbott. I'm backstage at Cliffs Pavilion South End getting ready for my performance as Captain Hook in Peter Pan. I hope that you, the team and all your Radio 1 listeners have a very, very Merry Christmas.
This Christmas.
Is he ready? Have we got a thumbs up from Jocelyn? It's a thumbs up from Jocelyn. Let's go.
It's time for Celebrity Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Christmas Miles.
Fans. Sounds like Santa's losing his voice. I'm a little bit, yeah. All right, that's lovely and all. Nice to see it, see you guys.
Get on with it, Chris.
Sorry about that. Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am very, very, very well, thank you.
I love that last record you played.
Oh, really? It's Gwen Stefani and What Are You Waiting For?
Okay.
Okay, good, all right. Dominic's here as well.
Morning, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Life is good.
Roy, I don't know if you know this about me, my real name isn't Dominic Byrne.
No?
No, it's Frank Lee, and I like putting cutlery in my eye.
Oh.
So, there you go, Roy. Armed with that information, you'd say this, probably.
Season's greetings to you.
Great, thanks. Here's Dave. Thanks for playing along.
Morning, Roy.
Good morning.
Cold, isn't it?
Yes.
Have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
No.
What's Santa bringing you?
Have you bought me a Christmas present yet?
Oh, hang on. Alan wants a word.
Good morning, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I've got some mistletoe here and was wondering whether
I have to say Alan's getting above a station.
Whether you'd like to give Rachel a kiss.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you too.
And a Merry Christmas to you too.
Carrie, maybe?
Yes.
Or Jocelyn?
No.
No.
I wonder which celebrity will be playing today.
Yeah, all right then.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Jill and I'm from Glasgow.
Yay!
I have a friend who lives there.
Roy's got a friend who lives there.
Excellent. What's it called?
What's it called?
Richard.
Richard.
I know him.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Is he a nice person, Roy?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Is he the one that likes to dress up in ladies?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Oh, I don't know him then.
Yeah, okay, I think you do.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you do, Jill?
I'm a territory sales manager for Golden Wonder.
Aww. What's your favourite of all the Golden Wonder products?
Oh, it would need to be Wheat Crunchies, Crispy Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
What about you?
I'd say a Mars bar.
Excellent. Good choice.
What are you driving?
I'm driving a Volkswagen Golf TDI.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear your horn.
Right, I'll go for it.
Ooh, I like her. Oh, nice. I tell you.
She sounds lovely.
Do you think? I'm not so sure. Right, Jill, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Hang on there, then.
Please welcome on line two, it's celebrity contestant number two.
Hello, line two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hey, you big galah, it's Peter and I'm from Australia.
Hey! How are you big galah?
How are you big fella?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Say hello to Roy.
Hello, Roy.
Good morning.
Peter.
How are you? You got many presents? Who's dressed as Santa today?
What?
Who's dressed as Santa today?
Carol.
Yes.
Carol is.
Carol, get me a present.
Okay. There you go. No worries. Where are you, Peter?
That wasn't funny, was it?
No.
I'm on my way to Kent, and that's Kent.
Right. What are you doing?
I am going to see Harvey in a play. He's going to be a shepherd today.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't that gorgeous?
I like that.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Where's your other half?
My other half?
Yeah.
My better half, you mean? She's in the back seat.
Is she? Now, listen, I've been watching the TV show.
Yeah, we're disgusting, aren't we?
She bullies you.
She does bully me,
she
I know.
She bullies you way too much.
Don't worry, I give as good as I get.
I'd rather not know about that, but I'm just saying. Hey! How? Oh,
and a Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right, Roy, thank you. What are you driving, Peter?
Jeep.
A Jeep?
Nice wheels.
And
let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear your horn, Peter.
Okay. Here goes my horny section.
Oh, that's like nice. That. That's very
two-tone.
Nice.
Two-tone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Jill, say hello to Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Merry Crimbo.
Yes, to you and Jordan too, and little Harvey.
I tell you,
she sounds lovely.
You keep saying that, Roy. I'm not convinced. Right, Peter, are you ready to play the game?
I am. Let's go.
Are you ready to play the game, Jill?
Yes.
I am. Let's go. Let's play.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play car park catchphrase.
Right, buzz in, honk in with your horn when you think you know the catchphrase. Good luck, Jill and Peter. She's always bullying you, Peter. Honestly, put your foot down.
I know, mate. Don't worry, I'm on the case.
I know she's fit and she's a nice girl, but she picks on you too much.
I know. But you see, Harvey, he's the mediator.
Right. He kind of get a big in the...
Ooh.
Who's gone? Oh, Peter's gone.
Peter didn't like that.
Do you think Jordan put the phone down? Right, well, I'll tell you what, it looks like you might win then, Jill.
Oh, do you think? Hopefully.
Yeah, so we'll just keep going anyway. You
okay,
ready?
Then.
We'll wait for Peter to buzz in.
Best of luck, Jill.
Yeah, here we go.
We'll play against you.
Mr. Fish appears to be in some discomfort, Jill, which I think is to do with his rather embarrassing rash. He's looking in his bathroom cabinet for some ointment, which he hopes will alleviate the burning sensation. And, yep, there it is. He's found it, but there's something in the ointment. Oh, hang on. Peter, you back?
Yeah, I'm...
Hey, he's back, everybody!
Hey!
Right, so, yeah, he's found the ointment, but it looks like there's something in the ointment, and it could be a fly. Jill.
Fly in the ointment.
Is it right?
You're right! Hey!
That's not fair.
Well, you're back on. You could still win.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Are you all right now, Peter?
Mate, I am raging. Let's go.
Okay. Okay. I'm raging. Okay, all right. So, it's one to Jill,
It's none to Peter. Can Peter steal one back?
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is spending the day working with his mate Greg, who's a baker. Greg's shop do all sorts of lovely sweets and savouries, and they're all well known for their delicious cakes. Because Mr. Fish has worked so hard, Greg has decided he can have one of the cakes to take home. Oh, thank you, says Mr. Fish, who begins tucking into the cake in the shop. Whoa, 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 Mr. Fish. You can't actually eat... Who was that?
Joe.
No, shut up. I want Peter to get it.
Oh, come on.
Shut up. You can't actually have your cake and...
Eat it.
Yeah, what are you saying, Peter?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Jill, forget it. Have your cake and eat it.
You're absolutely right. Yay!
That's the car park catchphrase we were after.
Well done.
You were very quick to get in there, Peter. I'm telling you, this is now going to get very close.
Okay.
It's one apiece. It's all to play for.
It's one apiece. Mm. So it's all to play for.
It's a very tense game as we...
Crikey. Mm. What a tense game.
Yep. It's one hell of a contest.
It's one hell of a contest.
Right. Okay. Let's have another car park catchphrase.
You're both back in play.
Mm.
Here's another car park catchphrase.
The Fish family are all at their son Michael's graduation. You see, Peter, they're sat next to their friends, the Lyon family. Who were there to see their son, Rory, who's also graduating. Mr. Fish looks very proud, but he's not as proud as Mr. Lyon.
Me, yes. It's me.
Yes, Peter!
Proud as a lion!
Proud as a lion?
You're a winner! Oh!
Yeah, but listen, I did come in a bit late after Jill. I'm going to have one more shot. Come on, let's make it fair.
Jill, should we make it fair?
Yes, we should.
No, we'll just cut you off instead.
We
cut her off.
She's gone.
Do you know, seriously...
I am a winner, aren't I?
You are a winner, Peter.
Chris, I love you, man.
Good luck, by the way, with your 24-day tour, which starts on March 21st at the Pavilion Rill next year.
You are the man responsible for my comeback. I'm sorry to the British public, and it's your fault.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, too. have a great day. Enjoy Harvey in the play. I'm sure he's great. Give our love to Katie, and see you soon. Have a good Christmas.
All right.
Oh, by the way, Peter?
Yes.
Sucker.
Bye.
They all get cut off in a crazy, hilarious way. Didn't like that, though. I thought that was good.
That was good, too, yes.
He's a legend. I love you, Mortals.
You what?
Nothing.
What did you think of him?
Good morning.
Peter.
Mm. I don't...
Good morning.
Peter.
Mm, that... Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Celebrity Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving... Good morning, Jamelia.
That's Jaquan and Tipsy, of course, which is lovely. And before that was Paida on Car Park Catchphrase. Lovely, lovely.
You're a legend. He's a legend.
I know.
And a winner.
Katie was very quiet.
Wasn't she?
When he said she's in the back, I didn't mean the boot. Do you know what I mean? Oh, she's sitting on the back seat.
That's not advisable.
But she didn't say anything. She didn't go, hello, Chris, darling, how are you? Like she normally does.
Mm-hmm.
Are things at home? And Mater and paid her fine.
What? Why was she in the back seat? Why not sat in the front with him?
Well, maybe she wants to stretch her legs. Maybe she's lying down.
Maybe.
Maybe she's playing a board game.
Maybe she's doing the upholstery.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the driver sits, Alad.
In the back seat?
Yeah, on the front, idiot.
I wanna take you to McDonald's with a candle. Girl, it's my love you can't handle. I see you walking on your way home from work.
Gonna be on the radio on Christmas Day after us, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. A gaudy looking Christmas.
Especially with your makeup when you're wearing your glam rags. I gotta tell you, I gotta let you know. I wanna buy you trips down to Mecca Bingo. We'll sit together, get four in a row. I'm with a China dog, I'm with it to our family show. This is romance, how it should be done. When it's you and me together, it can only spell fun. We'll walk together, buy some meat in the market. Up down the car as you smile and pack it. I gotta tell you about something I think. Without you in my chain, I'm the weakest link. So get down, baby. I'm
feel my love. I'll get you drunk and wear the spoons into a push or shove. I'll have a go and get a last plus. A romantic day, just the two of us.
Yeah, what's beautiful.
She has such a bunch of losers. Right, Scott Mills back at 4 o'clock today. Colin and Edith, I have dirt on Colin. I will say it on the air tomorrow morning unless he buys me an expensive Christmas present. Colin and Edith are on from 1. Carson from Queer Eyes in Life. Plus Dave Froll is reading the first of Joe's Christmas stories. Mm. It says Froll, Rachel.
Froll.
Dave,
Froll.
It's Dave Froll.
From the Goo Fighters.
That's right. Joe Wiley is next. Have a great day.
Page 142
is
one as well.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Rubbish shingle! Get Joe on!
Oh, that's two.
147.